Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Insomnia Project. Sit back, relax, and listen as we have a conversation about the mundane. One thing we can promise is that our conversation will be less than fascinating so that you can feel free to just drift off. Thank you for joining us. We hope you will listen and sleep, or at the very least, listen and relax. I'm your host, Marco Timpano, and with me is Amanda Barker.
Hi again.
How you doing, Amanda?
I'm okay.
I wanted to talk about bridges. We recently went on a little trip and we encountered a lot of bridges, and I thought, I've never done an episode solely on bridges, so I thought, why not?
Sure. Why? I'm surprised you have never done one on bridges.
Not that I can remember. I'm sure we've mentioned bridges in passing, but I can't think of any bridge-specific episode.
Well, here we go then.
So we were in a town called Perth, and it had quite a few bridges.
Yeah, and it had some really lovely foot bridges, which are really great because you don't have to share them with anyone, and usually they're perched over a stream or a koi pond or something really lovely, which in that town they are.
And I like the arch that those bridges had in particular. Mm-hmm. Some bridges just go straight across. Mm-hmm. I guess those are more bridges that one encounters when you're driving, but that those particular footbridges were over little streams that cascaded with, I don't want to say waterfalls, but little dips. And the bridge kind of arced up and then down, and those were quite fun to walk across, I would say.
Arc or arched?
I don't know.
Both.
Both, I guess.
Do you have a favorite bridge in the world?
Ooh, that's a great question. So, you know, one of the most famous bridges in the world that I've encountered is Ponte Vecchio in Florence, which means old bridge in Italian. And it's a beautiful bridge to see from a distance. I didn't love walking across it because it's a lot of fancy jewelry stores catering to the tourists. But from afar, it's quite neat to see. Then, of course, the Bridge of Sighs in Venice is another really beautiful bridge
to see. I've never seen that one. Been to Venice.
It's the one that sort of almost looks like a V, like it's very distinct. You've seen it in a million images of Venice, of gondolas going underneath. That one there's wider than I thought.
Okay.
But I guess the bridge that strikes me the most would be from my hometown of Woodbridge.
What bridge in Woodbridge gives it its namesake?
So that's a great question. So Woodbridge, Ontario is a bit north of the city of Toronto where I currently, or where we currently live.
Home originally, back in the day, of Laura Secord.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Of Estee Lauder.
I thought Laura Secord.
No.
Where's Laura Secord from?
I don't know where Laura Secord is from. She could be. She could
be. I think she was from there, but I'll have to look now.
Well, okay. So back to the famous or not so famous bridge in Woodbridge. So it used to be a tiny little wooden bridge that branched across the little river there. And I couldn't even tell you the name of that river, possibly the Humber River. And it
the Humber? No.
No?
Be the Humber River?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't.
Maybe it is the Humber River.
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, she was born in, Laura Secord was born in Massachusetts, exactly 200 years before me.
So that's your part of town.
But I think there's something about her in Woodbridge, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well, back to the wooden bridge. So there was a little wooden bridge that connected a pretty main street to the downtown on Woodbridge Avenue, mm-hmm. hence the name of the street. But it got washed out.
Oh, no.
Back in the, I want to say the 20s. Oh, it got washed out.
Was there a dam or something that?
I think it just, that area was prone to flooding.
Oh, okay.
And I had a friend I worked with whose family lived in Woodbridge for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
And his great-grandfather, his grandfather, was on a canoe helping people who were stuck from the flood.
Oh, wow.
And it washed out that bridge. And then they just built a concrete nothing bridge there.
Is that where the downtown is?
Yeah,
now?
Just before.
There's some banks there and
so
stuff.
So if you're driving on Woodbridge Avenue mm-hmm. and you hit Islington, that's where the bridge is. And it's a nothing bridge.
Okay.
It's a little bridge you drive over. You don't even notice it. You perhaps don't even realize you're on a bridge.
Right.
But I think that's what makes it so special is the town is named after that spot. And so few people know the history of that bridge.
Right.
That it is kind of a funny bridge to me.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite bridge?
That's a hard one. I guess I will go with the Heartland Covered Bridge, which is the longest covered bridge in the world. Covered bridges are really, really pretty, and I've mostly experienced them up and down the eastern seaboard. But in Heartland, New Brunswick, their pride is that they have the longest covered bridge in the world, and I believe it still is. And since they're not really making covered bridges anymore, it probably will always be.
What was the reason for a covered bridge?
Well, I think in that area, I mean, the climate is, you know, New Brunswick gets a lot of winter.
Sure.
And it is over the St. John River, which is quite a river that did, and the reason I asked about damming the river was because they did dam that river in the 50s, I believe, or 60s. And so homes were fully submerged underwater. I mean, it made the river a much more grand river, and it already was. So when they built that bridge, I think it was a necessity to build it because for safety, I think, really, because it's such a long spanse. So that would be one of my favorite ones. And you have to wait. It's quite long. And you have to wait for somebody to go all the way through it before you can go through it, I believe. I don't think two cars can be in it at the same time.
I see.
I don't think, anyway. So it's...
Is it dark when you go
through
it?
Yeah, oh, it's like it a is. Dark tunnel, yeah.
That's cool.
So that's a big one. And then since I'm talking about the Maritimes, Confederation Bridge.
Oh.
The bridge to PEI that was several years in the making. That bridge is phenomenal. I mean, you're passing through a large expanse of ocean, you know, and a very windy ocean. It's often closed because of the wind.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. You can imagine. I mean, again,
sure.
That's the Atlantic, so it can get really windy, especially in the spring and fall.
How long is the drive from
the bridge?
Yeah, from the mainland. Can you call it the mainland to Prince Edward Island?
Well, New Brunswick.
From New Brunswick to
Prince Edward Island,
yeah.
That bridge. I think it's like 45 minutes you're on that
okay.
bridge. It is long and high.
Oh, it's a high bridge.
It's a very high bridge and very... You're just you, the bridge in the sky.
Wow.
And the water far, far, far underneath you. It's quite something.
Oh, I want to do that drive.
Yeah. Did we were on a lot of bridges when we were in the Florida Keys.
Right.
Too, because those are all connected by bridges.
It's so funny that you mentioned that because I was going to bring that up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because when you drive to almost like where the peninsula of Florida comes to its point.
Mm-hmm.
You get onto the Keys that jet out further south.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Keys are the furthest south point in the U.S. Is that right?
Continental U.S., but actually the furthest south, the most southern point in the U.S. is actually a point we were at in Hawaii.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, on the Big Island. You didn't want to stop.
Did we stop?
No, we drove by it. You said, who cares?
Well, well, there you go.
You didn't care. You wanted to get to the Airbnb. So I went, well, there it was.
Well, it's funny.
And I said, let's go next time.
There will be a next time because I love Hawaii so much. It's the 7 Mile Bridge is the bridge in the Florida Keys,
mm-hmm.
in Monroe County, Florida. Mm-hmm. I guess is where it starts or where the bridge spans. And that's a beautiful drive.
I'm trying to remember all the names of the islands that make up the Keys. Let's see if we can remember.
Marathon?
Well, no, you're looking up.
No, I'm not looking up.
Remember Marathon?
Yeah, Marathon.
So Key Largo is the first one you hit, right? And then Key West is the furthest one that we had. I love Key West.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on when you go, but it's a nice place.
That's all I remember.
There's another one, though, called like Belle Isle or Isla Morda or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was Isla
Before you hit, what's the one before you hit Key West?
Oh.
I even think we stayed on it, and I don't remember the name of it. Remember we stayed in a Airbnb with a little pool? Remember that?
I don't remember the pool. I remember the Airbnb.
It was small. It was like a trailer almost, but it had a nice little pool. Sort of kind of my dream small house.
Mm-hmm.
Or tiny house. Anyway, I can't think of the name of that island, but I'll look it up.
Key Largo.
Okay. Marathon.
Sugarloaf Key.
I barely remember Sugarloaf Key.
Long Key.
Okay.
Pigeon Key.
I don't remember that one.
I don't remember all these keys. I'm kind of like just randomly looking.
They don't really advertise which one you're on when you go through them.
No.
You just know you're in Key Largo and then suddenly you're on the road to Key West. Marathon, like
Marathon,
you said.
Marathon, yeah.
But what's the one we're trying to think of?
Let's see if it comes up. No Name Key.
Are you kidding?
I think I remember seeing
that's
that.
That's not a... They should do a better job.
There's a lot of keys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Oh, I didn't realize. But the one before Key West...
The one before Key West. I'm on the worst possible site for that.
Okay.
Let's see here. Okay.
Well, while you're
Little
looking,
Duck Key.
Don't remember that one.
Sunset Key.
I do remember hearing that one.
Boca Chica Key. Raccoon Key. I'm looking for that one.
Raccoon Key. I don't know about that one.
Hmm.
I'm trying to think of some other bridges that I've enjoyed. There was a footbridge, probably the scariest bridge I've ever been on in Korea, called Taedun, the Mountain of Taedunsan, which was a large suspension bridge.
Oh.
Yeah. And actually, I remember in New Brunswick, over probably not the St. John, but a tributary of the St. John, I remember I had a friend. Actually, I don't remember who the friend was, but somebody had a cottage that had the longest footbridge you've ever seen to the cottage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was quite something to do at night. It was wobbly. And, you know, we'd have had a few drinks and be giggling.
Sure.
In high school going over this wobbly suspension bridge.
I know one of the most impressive bridges I've been on, and this is something I'm sure our UK listeners will know. Mm-hmm. A bit about is the Tower Bridge in London.
Is that London Bridge?
Well, no, it's the Tower Bridge.
Okay.
London Bridge was taken down and I think is in Arizona now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know that song, London Bridges,
yeah,
or the
yeah.
nursery rhyme, London Bridge yeah. is falling down, I believe. I believe that bridge is in Arizona. I could be wrong. But the Tower Bridge was built in the late 1800s and it looks just so majestic. And it's one of the sort of, whenever they show that in a film, you immediately know that the scene is taking place in London, England.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember walking it and just being so, like, the interesting thing about it is when you've seen that so many times and then you start to walk it,
mm-hmm.
and you look up and you see the two towers on either end, it's so impressive. One of my favorite bridges to drive is the Golden Gate Bridge.
I was going to say the Golden Gate Bridge. And remember, on one side of it is it Carmel?
No.
Or is that somewhere else? I get places in the Bay Area, a little mixed up. Carmel's more Monterey, I think, but
Sausalito wasn't
Sausalito.
Far.
That's yeah. the one I'm thinking of, is Sausalito. Just a cute little town sort of near the Golden Gate Bridge.
And I believe they're constantly painting that bridge. So I think it's it gets painted one way, and then when they get to the end, they just start going back because they constantly have to paint that
That's
bridge.
That's quite a bridge.
But it's a beautiful bridge.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Brooklyn Bridge
is
impressive, both when you're on the bridge and when you're near or underneath the bridge. There's a little restaurant just underneath the bridge. That
oh,
is,
really?
Yeah, that is so cute and quaint. I don't remember the name of it, but...
There's a bridge that takes you in Vancouver to Granville Island, too. And we were talking about that recently because there's some shops underneath there, too. Actually, Ponte Vecchio, too. I was thinking this when you were talking about it. It's really more the shops that are sort of in the undercarriage of the bridge. Like you walk on the top part of it, right? Am I remembering it right or maybe not?
Well.
And that the under part is the part that has all the restaurants and shops and stuff like that.
No? It's kind of built in. I see why you're saying that because when you look at it from afar, there is a bit of underneath that the.
Maybe I'm getting it mixed up. We went through one in Istanbul. Remember? And there were shops and restaurants.
Yeah, those bridges were fun. Yeah.
I'm going to look up the name of that one in Istanbul.
Those bridges were really kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I love bridges in different places, different cities and different locales, just seeing what a bridge looks like in the country versus what a city bridge looks like, and some bridges that are high and some bridges that are low. I remember when we were in Martha's Vineyard, we were often on small bridges that connected different parts of Martha's Vineyard.
I just looked up the Florida Keys and there is an Isla Morda.
Okay.
So I had it right. I just couldn't remember. And that bridge in Turkey, do you remember that bridge? It was over the Bosphorus, so it's called the Bosphorus Bridge.
I remember it being very wide. I remember people were fishing off that bridge. And then I remember there was, it was flanked by restaurants on either side. Is
it
that
was,
right?
It was, yeah. Yeah, like fine dining restaurants.
I think it was, no, I
like
think it was.
Seafood restaurants and fine dining, though.
Bridge on one side and restaurants kind of sandwiched between each other.
Yeah.
Is that how it was?
That's kind of how I remember it. Okay. Like, but I just remember, like, tablecloths and looking at menus and, you know, people outside showing you the menus as though it was a street corner or, you know, a beautiful pedestrian road in a city, but it was a bridge. Yeah, really neat. I'm trying to think of some other bridges that we've been to.
There's a bridge in Rome that has statues every like 5 meters or so on the bridge, which is really kind of neat.
And in Ottawa, there's that big bridge over the Rideau Canal.
Sure, yeah.
We were just on it days ago.
We should do an Ottawa episode because we had so much fun in that. That's the capital of Canada, in case people have heard of it. And they're like, why do I know that?
We really enjoyed Ottawa. It was such a wonderful mix of so many different things and of English and French culture and colonial culture on both sides. And
speaking of French, what about the bridges on the left bank in Paris?
I don't remember them. I mean, barely I do.
Okay.
That was many years ago.
So sure.
25 years ago that I've been there. It's been a long time.
Wow. I guess we need to go back to France.
I guess we do. Or to France. We've never been together.
Oh, we haven't? No.
No. And I think in Girona, Spain, I feel like there were some old stone bridges. Oh, there was. There was an old stone bridge that we crossed because we stayed sort of on the hillside of Girona. And then to get into the town, it was almost like it was part of the old fort of Girona. And so we'd cross that bridge into the town to get to the fort and to get to everything. I don't know if you remember that.
Could you drive up it? Like, did our taxi drive us up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And remember we came home that day and walked into town and then crossed the bridge. And as we crossed the bridge, we just sort of descended on this wine festival. Do you remember
that? Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That was, I really liked that town, Girona, Spain. We only went because it was the only place I could use my hotel points at a Marriott there, I think, or a Hilton there. Marriott, I think.
Yeah, we spent one night in that town.
Yeah, I had enough points. I had been traveling for off and on for 3 years, more on than off. And so I had a points card from every single hotel. But of course, my hotels were all paid for by the production company. So some hotels won't give you any points. Some will give you partial. Some will give you full. So I just collected whatever I could. And at the end, I had one night at a Hilton and one night at a Marriott and one night at a Holiday Inn. And so I just used all of them and we kind of zipped up and down the northeastern coast of Spain, going to these little hotels and exploring these towns.
All right. I'm going to mention a couple of bridges, famous bridges.
Okay.
I just looked up. I'll use CNN's 24 most famous bridges. I won't go through all 24,
okay,
but I'll mention a few and see how many.
We've probably hit some of them.
So Ponte Vecchio.
Mm-hmm. Was that the number one?
No, that's number three. Somehow I ended up at number three. Number two is the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
I have been on that bridge.
And what's that like?
It's massive and amazing. And you can walk up it. You can actually suspend from it and do like a hike where you harness yourself and walk up the large.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's quite something.
Okay, and the number one bridge is the Golden Gate Bridge.
Which we have been on.
So I'm going to go backwards. I don't know why I started
at
number three, but number four, Brooklyn Bridge, we
okay.
mentioned. How about the Gateshead Millennium Bridge in Gateshead, England? Have you been to that?
No, I don't know where Gateshead is.
And forgive me because I'm sure I'm going to say this wrong, the Tsing Ma Bridge in Hong Kong?
I probably have been there. I'm assuming it's the bridge that connects Kowloon to Hong Kong proper. That would be my guess.
It's the largest suspension bridge in the world.
Oh, wow.
To feature two decks and carry both road and rail traffic.
Oh, wow.
But it doesn't tell me what places it connects.
I mean, Hong Kong is really a series of islands. There's the major island of Hong Kong, but there are a lot of Lantau Island is one of the more famous ones. It's very rural and has a very famous temple on it, which has the floating Buddha, or the world's largest Buddha, is at the top sort of peak of Lantau Island, which is part of Hong Kong, but not the Hong Kong you would think.
Sure. Guess what made it to number 22?
What's that?
The New Brunswick Heartland Bridge.
There it is.
New Brunswick, Canada.
Yeah, it's an important one.
It's the world's largest covered bridge.
Sounds like you didn't believe me.
No, I did. Of course. No, I've heard it and I've seen it. And number 23 is Confederation Bridge.
There
so
it is.
You mentioned two bridges from your part of Canada that made it on CNN's list of 24 bridges.
What are some bridges we could aspire to on that list?
Oh, there's some in China. There's a beautiful one in Switzerland called the Sunnyberg Bridge.
Ooh.
And it in Klosters, and it's really impressive. There was a bridge. Do you remember we would always be on this bridge in Mexico City? And we were driving from the airport, and it would have the largest flag I've seen my life.
It was huge. Yeah, I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a bridge or, you know, like a traffic. What do you call it when the traffic goes up over the traffic? Is that a bridge? You know what I'm talking about?
I do. Raised highway?
I'm going to call it a bridge because I can't think of anything else.
Here's a question. Mm-hmm. Have you ever played bridge?
No, I haven't.
We should cover that hot topic.
Before we go there, do you remember the bridge to Nancy Island?
Yeah. Why don't you explain that one?
So there's this tiny, tiny island, and I'm talking tiny. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure there's homes that are bigger than this particular island that is near where we have our cottage.
Mm-hmm.
And I always
It's in Wasaga Beach, the town of Wasaga Beach.
That's right. And it's kind of in the middle of a river, would you say, Amanda?
It is a river,
okay.
Yeah.
And
I don't know the name of that river.
I don't know the name of any bodies of water, it seems. But I thought there was a snake that was only native to that island, remember? And I said, we need to go to Nancy Island.
I don't know where you got that story.
Because there is a snake that's only native to a nearby area.
That area.
Right. But it wasn't only native to
that one
small
I mean, the island would have to be overrun with snakes for it to breed, to keep itself alive, to keep its species alive, if it's only living within a 3,000-foot square radius.
You know? Right, right.
Square foot radius.
Do you remember the name of that snake? That snake plays dead. Like, it turns over and plays dead.
I really don't. No.
Okay. So anyways, that island, they have a little bridge that connects you from the parking lot to that small little island. Mm-hmm. And to say it's a 2-minute walk, you might be giving it too much credit. But there was a famous battle or something that happened on that bridge. So there was remains of an old ship that ended up there.
That's right.
I've never played bridge back to the...
Oh, you went back to that. Yeah. But that Nancy Island was neat because it kind of had like three sections. It had that big sort of museum.
Yes.
Remember?
And of course.
That was really interesting, full of artifacts. And then it had a sort of interactive part where there was people sort of telling stories. I think even like a theater company or something like that, or a little movie theater that tells you the story of Nancy Island, a little amphitheater kind of thing. And then there's sort of like the outdoor area, which is full of like little plaques and gardens that you can walk through. So it's actually quite a little fun place to go if you happen to ever be in the Georgian Bay area.
Right.
In Wasaga Beach or Wasaga Beach.
The snake that I was referencing that is not on Nancy Island, although they had one in an aquarium for you to see, is the eastern hog-nosed snake.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because it looks like a little pig.
Yeah, because it's kind of...
It has a little pig nose.
That's right.
I forgot about its pig nose.
You know, it's cute for a snake. A lot of people... You know,
we should get an eastern hog nose in an aquarium.
You can't because they're very, they're a species on the risk list. Yeah. I think because they are in such a small body, such a small area of the world, and they feed almost solely on toads, Amanda.
Oh, wow.
And the hog nose that they have helps them dig for toads. So it serves a purpose, yeah.
That's so interesting. I don't remember any of that.
And when they are harassed or afraid, the hog nose snake will raise the front of its body off the ground and spread its neck, similar to a cobra.
Or me when I'm harassed.
Sure. And it will hiss and strike out harmlessly at its opponent. And if the harassment continues, the hognose snake may show signs of distress and produce a snake musk, Amanda.
Oh, I also do that when I'm harassed.
And then it will turn over on its back and play dead.
I don't do that. I get a lawyer.
There you go. And that I got that information from Georgian Bay Biosphere Reserve.
Which is where we were, I think.
Yeah.
On Nancy Island.
That's right.
When we took the bridge
to
Nancy Island.
Well, before we end this episode, we're right at the end, Amanda. Mm. Do you play bridge, and do you enjoy playing the card game bridge?
I have never played bridge. I had a dear, dear friend and mentor and member of our family who we lived next door to for many years in New Brunswick, and she would play bridge every Thursday night with her girls, and I really did love that with all her friends. And I have a sort of acquaintance friend who wanted to start a Mahjong group where she starts playing Mahjong. And,
okay.
And so we may do that in the future.
Well, stay tuned for the Mahjong episode of the Insomnia Project. Until then, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Tell us what your favorite bridge is. Maybe send a picture of it on our Instagram. And I have to post a picture of some Fiesta ware that a listener sent us.
Ooh.
Yes, that's right. Janine sent us a photo of a Fiesta bowl that is beautiful and is her favorite. And I will never say a listener name without their permission, just so you're aware. And I will never post a picture that is sent to me from a listener unless I have their permission. So I do have a permission to post this picture of this beautiful green bowl.
Oh, that's a beauty.
With tomatoes in it.
Gorgeous. And one of the tomatoes, most of them are a vibrant red, but there's one unripened tomato in there that's the same color as the bowl. It's quite striking.
So take a look at our Instagram account and then post some pictures of your favorite bridge. Until next time, we hope you listen and sleep.